And time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 20th day of July for 2021. Well, topping the news today, the Tamarack fire continues to burn. The containment still at zero, 39,045 acres as of 10 o'clock last night. There are over 1,000 personnel. Currently, efforts to use aircraft to get a more accurate acreage and location of the fire perimeter yesterday were unsuccessful due to heavy smoke and afternoon thunderstorms that brought a small amount of rain to the area with lightning, however. Wind from that thunderstorm increased fire activity, moving the fire to the northwest towards the California-Nevada state line and the U.S. 395 corridor. Crews are working to prevent the fire from impacting U.S. 395 and the surrounding area. Firefighters are continuing to mop up, though, around Markleyville and Grover Hot Springs. The two areas are still under investigation, along with Shea Creek, Markley Village, also Alpine Village, Woodfords, and the East Fork Resort. Highway 89 remains closed at the intersection of Highway 4 and Highway 89. The intersection of Highway 88 and Highway 89 is open. And Amador County fire crews rolled to a reported vegetation fire yesterday in the Jackson area. The call came out just after 4 o'clock of a vegetation fire located in the subdivision of Westview Drive and Arroyo Place in Jackson near Argonaut High School. Crews were quickly able to knock down the forward progress and stop the fire at just about a quarter of an acre. The cause of yesterday's fire is under investigation.
Well, the Sutter Creek City Council has adjusted the rules for special parking zones in the city. At last night's meeting, the council approved an amendment to the city code that governs both yellow and white zones. Yellow-marked curbs will now be limited to the loading and unloading of industrial and commercial cargo, no longer allowing mail and package delivery. The white zones will now allow passenger loading and unloading, as well as mail delivery. Yellow zones will now have a 20-minute time limit. White zones, a 7-minute limit. Well, the council also voted to place delinquent sewer bills of city residents on the tax rolls. This is now done on an annual basis in an effort to collect unpaid bills.
And a former state senator and a U.S. congressman who both represented Amador and Calaveras County are among candidates on the list trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Republican Ted Gaines, who is now an elected member of the Board of Equalization, and former Congressman Doug Ossie are on the list of official candidates released by the California Secretary of State's office over the weekend. Now, there's a mixture of Republicans, Democrats, Green Party, and no party preference. Others that have announced plans include businessman John Cox, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner. There are also two people with Calaveras County addresses on the list, Denver Stoner of Murphy's and Diego Martinez of San Andreas, both Republicans. That special election is set for September 14th.
Also, former gold medalist, Caitlyn Jenner. Well, a California initiative that would require state regulators to reduce plastic waste has qualified for the November 2022 ballot. On Monday, Secretary of State Shirley Weber's office said the initiative exceeded the required 623,212 valid petition signatures needed for the measure to go to voters next year. If passed, the law would compel the state to take multiple steps to reduce plastic waste, including requiring single-use plastic packaging containers and utensils be reusable, recyclable, or combustible. The measure is supported by a coalition of environmental groups. In addition, the state legislature would be prohibited from reducing funding to specified state environmental agencies below 2019 levels.
And earlier this month, Ion Police Chief Jeff Arnold presented the Motherlode Youth Soccer League with a check in the amount of $7,500 from the Cops for Kids Foundation. These funds will be used by the league to purchase new equipment that they may not otherwise be able to afford. Chief Arnold told the group, the IOMPD is proud to support youth sports and other positive activities and was pleased to make the contribution to programs such as the MLYSL. For more information on the Motherlode Youth Soccer League, visit their Facebook page.
And the Emeter Water Agency directors and staff inviting AWA customers to an open house today from 3 to 7. They'll provide one-on-one info on the agency's proposed water and wastewater rate adjustments. AWA staff will be on hand to help customers estimate how the proposed rates would affect their monthly bills and answer questions about the condition of Amador County's aging infrastructure, what the agency is doing to hold down costs.
And again, a quick reminder for you that China Graveyard Road closed till 5 o'clock. Today, Amador County crews are doing some culvert replacement work there. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.